This is really significant, Dan. This tunnel is very old. In fact, it's one of the oldest in the Amtrak rail system. It's actually reached its end of its lifespan after being rehabilitated about four decades ago. It actually opened during the Ulysses S. Grant administration. Imagine that. The tunnel has a lot of problems. It has water system infiltration problems. The floor is sinking. It's been deemed structurally deficient. And this is an opportunity for the president to really tout the potential benefits of this $1.2 trillion infrastructure law that provided $66 billion for rail programs, including Amtrak, as well as projects for highways, bridges, and ports. And this tunnel is actually deemed also of regional economic significance for the Northeast.
Eugene, real quickly, so if you're going to take something out and decommission it, what's in the works to replace it?
It's actually going to be two additional tunnels over the next decade that will be parallel to the existing infrastructure. And it will be not only to equip Amtrak, but also the Mark Penn line in order to expand capacity along this vital line. And it's supposed to really benefit climate change, to have climate change initiatives and be able to withstand the impact of severe weather events, which climate change is also a big aspect of the President Biden's agenda.